7:40 at WEOL on a Friday. That means it's time for our Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day. And we head to Westwood Elementary School in Wellington to talk with Dr. Janet Kubasek. Dr. Kubasek, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're the principal over at Westwood Elementary School. What do you like most about that role?
It gives me a great opportunity to meet the wonderful families in the area, work with the kids, and be a part of just growing education here in Wellington.
And Westwood Elementary School, now, when I was in elementary school, we were like kindergarten through sixth grade, and then there was a middle area, and then there was a high school. This goes through what a lot of school districts do. You go from kindergarten through third grade. What's this, and I guess then from that point on, there's another, they kind of move up to the next level after that, right?
You're correct. So our district is really unique in a great way where we do have that kindergarten through third grade in one building, and our fourth through eight in our middle school, and then we do have a high school, a traditional high school.
And, of course, then so when you're through K through three, what's the enrollment over there? Well, about how many kids do you have in that building?
274.
Wow. How often during the day do you get down to their level? I know a lot of times when you're in a an authoritative role, sometimes to speak to the kids, you kind of get down to their. How often does that happen for you?
Well, I can honestly say that I visit every classroom every day and get the opportunity to spend time with the kids. I guess that's my favorite part of the job. So I would say daily,
wow.
Every day.
So this has been your first year over at Westwood Elementary School. Tell me a little bit about your background that brought you to that.
Well, my background started years and years ago in a public school, and I worked in a middle school environment, and then I worked my way up to eventually working for the state support team. I had a wonderful opportunity to be part of the state support team that represented Wellington. So I actually had a couple of years in a different role and capacity in the district, and I fell in love with the district. So when this position opened, it was just a natural fit.
What are some of the things that you were able to do this year? And, of course, it's been a unique year, starting really at the end of last year, but running through with the social distancing and that type of a thing. What were you able to still do in your vision for the school that was, qualified by what kind of protocol you needed to have?
Well, we had some great opportunities this year, even with the COVID piece and all. We were able to get a new literature curriculum for our reading. So we're actually working with Open Court, which is an incredible reading series. It talks about the five big ideas of reading. It really focuses on phonics and phonemic awareness. So our children had the opportunity for this great new curriculum that we were granted. We also were able to team up with our high school. And I think it was a great opportunity for our high school to really work and see, come together to develop something for our elementary school. So the agricultural mechanics students went ahead and built an outdoor classroom in our courtyard. So it's something that our kids can truly enjoy. They put stools together. They have a blackboard. They have activities. They have things for them to sit on, cushions for the ground. And so now our teachers are able to take our students outside to enjoy the love of education in a different environment.
Do they have to schedule that space? How do you determine who gets to be out there on what days?
So they do. The teachers come in and they ask, and we put a schedule together. And we hope, unlike today, that there's no rain. That usually helps us out. It's a great space for learning. The high school students did an absolutely incredible job decorating, just really with numbers and letters and bright colors. And our kids really enjoy being outside.
Something unique that I guess is because of the weather, it's been moved, but you are planning today to have the Future Farmers of America bring animals to Westwood. Tell me about that and the idea behind it.
So we have the Future Farmers of America, and they go ahead from the high school and they bring animals over to Westwood, and we have a petting zoo and discussions about, what does this look like and what are these animals about? And this is sometimes the first experience for our children, and other times this is a lifestyle that they're used to. So it's a great opportunity for the kids just to get to engage with high schoolers and also meet and learn about different types of animals. But we're going to reschedule that for Wednesday. Okay. So we were definitely keeping it.
Right. Well, I look at your schedule for next week, and it's all about the kindergarten. Kindergarten and their graduation. Tell me a little bit about that ceremony and that process for them to take that step.
Well, this has been a long time coming over here at Westwood. We haven't had a kindergarten graduation in a while. So what we're doing is we are actually working with our new music teacher, and she has developed a song the students are going to be singing. We're going to be using our Lindley Center. We're breaking things up into two different classes at a time because we wanted something very small and personable. Each one of the kids is going to have the teacher share a little bit about what their future could look like. And then we're going to have a stage ceremony. They're going to be able to get some pictures with the teachers, and we'll be doing this two nights in a row.
And that just gives them a little opportunity to sort of taking the next step, right?
Correct. Sure. And it also rewards them. I mean, they made it through kindergarten during a pandemic. So they were able to transition between online and offline and digital components and half days and full days. And that's something that's just a wonderful, rewarding process that they've made it through kindergarten and they're moving forward. So we're looking forward to celebrating that.
We're talking today with Dr. Kubasek. She is the principal at Westwood Elementary School in Wellington. This is finishing up her first year for that. What do you now plan for the summer? We sometimes think of school has a certain, you know, calendar and then there's a break, but obviously for those in the administrative area, they kind of plan and they work for what's coming up in the fall. What things are you working on, I guess, through the summer into the fall for next year?
We're actually so excited about our summer program. We're actually going to have the Westwood Summer Warriors. We currently have almost 120 of our students signed up. It's going to be from July 19th through August 19th. It's a Monday through Thursday from 9 to noon. And we've got some great activities. So I really don't want you to think summer school. I want you to get that whole idea of summer camp with a twist of learning. And so we're looking at Zumba coming in for our kids. We're going to do a character assembly. We're going to have visits to our local library. We're going to actually work on STEM and STEAM kits. So they're going to have some hands-on activities that involve science and technology and engineering and arts and math. We're going to have music. And then we're also going to put together part of that day for our students is going to be working on the areas that they would like continued support or enrichment in from the previous year. So we're going to have a lot of great things going on this summer, some interactive pieces, but yet again, some educational learning there as well.
Dr. Kubasek, you said 120 kids so far have already signed up for the Westwood Warriors?
Yes. So if you know anybody who in Wellington who comes to Westwood that's looking for a summer adventure, we still have some room.
So it seems like, you know, with that idea, the outdoor classroom as well, and some of the other ideas you've mentioned, it seems like the support that you've gotten for all of these different things and projects has really been good. Could you speak on that maybe in how good that must make you feel knowing that some of the ideas you've thrown out there have stuck and really gotten some great support?
Well, I have to say that's one of the awesome pieces about Wellington. I mean, we have a great community here and a great culture and climate. And we are able to, you know, reach out. We have a great board, a wonderful superintendent. And together, when we put things together and create ideas and design things, we really do some brainstorming on how can we make that a reality for our students. You know, one of the other things that we've had in the way of support is we did a readathon this year, which is where our students read and our families donate to our students' reading. So we really bring that love of reading into the households. Well, with all of the donations we received from our community, we're actually going to be able to provide summer books for all of our students. They were able to pick out two books from an Osborne company, and we're going to send those home as well this summer. So we've been very blessed to have those opportunities here at Wellington.
Keeping the kids engaged over the summertime so that they're not starting, you know, they're not taking any steps back when it comes through the fall, and obviously a lot of exciting things going on in Wellington. Dr. Kubasek, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Janet Kubasek joining us, the principal at Westwood Elementary School in Wellington, and all the things that they are doing as part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education, vital self-renewing worldwide organization, Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.